So Ogemaw takes the field.
Number 16 back for the Falcons. That's going to be Rob Hawk.
Kingsley getting things set up, getting it all teed up. Number 16 for them. Evan Trafford's going to kick it off for him.
Ironically, 16's kicking it off.
So we're about ready to bring you high school football on a Friday night. Thanks for joining us. Trafford puts it on the tee, kicks it off. High, short kick. Comes down about the 30-yard line. Fielded. And a little handoff, little reverse handoff on the kickoff. They give it to Hauk after he didn't catch it, and he gets it out to the 40-yard line. So good field position to start the game.
Yeah, they actually fooled me. I thought he had the ball still, and I was looking at him like, oh, he doesn't. And they actually got a nice return there. It was a high kick on purpose, trying to, you know, reduce any kind of potential run back. But to get the ball from the 40-yard line is fantastic.
So we'll see this Ogemaw Heights offense right away. Xander Cardis brings him to the line of scrimmage, over center, two backs in the backfield in the I formation. One wide receiver split out this side. Little quarterback option, he gets tangled up, didn't hand it off, didn't give it to him. And the Kingsley defense in swarming style right there to cover that up, led by Caleb Butt.
Yeah, great gang tackle there. That was the whole defensive unit there getting into the backfield, not letting that play develop. They love to run that option play, and there was no option. It was either keep it and get taken down, or hand it off and get taken down. He kind of did both. He kind of just held in his running back's abdomen there, and a loss of one. There it is. They just didn't move the sticks over there. But
second and 11 now for the Falcons. Once again, Cardis over center. Single setback, two slot backs. One comes in motion. Cardis will roll to his right, looks to throw. He's going to keep it now, tucks it, runs, gets close to the edge, and then tossed down after a gain of about two on good pursuit once again from the Stags on this first drive.
Yeah, Carter ran there a long ways, but he didn't run very far like down the field. He had some good blocking, but there was no one open downfield when he decided to run with it. Great pursuit, not allowing him to get the edge there, and probably back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard past. Third and nine is what they're going to call it, so he gained two there.
So we'll see here what Coach Miller has up his sleeve. Third down and nine, play comes in from the sidelines. Cardis brings the play in by himself. Little substitution, 27, heads to the sideline. That's Jack Facting. And they spread it out a little bit here. Two wideouts, one up top, one down low. Single setback in the back. Straight drop, little screen pass, complete. Gets into the secondary.
Oh, wow.
Big second effort.
Oh, wow.
Big push. And the Falcons get a first down all on the second effort. I got to see who had that ball.
Well, it wasn't who had the ball. It was the entire team pushing him 10 yards. He should have been tackled 5 yards before the line of, or before the first down line. And he ends up going 5 yards past it because they just don't take him down. The entire purple squad there just pushed and pushed and pushed.
Ty Newbecker was on that reception, and he carried about six players on his back and moved the sticks. What a great play. Ogemaw gets it inside the Kingsley side of the field now at the 46-yard line. Cardis over center, snaps it, hands it off to the two back coming up through the middle. That's Carter Schmidt, his first touch of the game, and he picks up six on first down. And I tell you what, Carter Schmidt's tough to bring down after contact.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Like I said earlier, that these guys, every one of these players want contact. They do not go down easy. None of these boys go down easy. It is impressive to watch them run these balls.
Second and a long four, short five. Three men in the backfield. One motions, one moves up to the slot. Now two and an eye behind Cardis. Cardis takes a snap. Two man up the middle. That's Schmidt again. Got a hole into the backfield. 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Cardis Schmidt. And the Falcons break ice first.
I love it. That was a beautiful run, and it's kind of what I said. He uses the power to get through the tackles, to get through the second level of this defense, and then he just outruns everybody. There really wasn't anyone in orange and white that could have taken him down after about 5 yards. Beautiful run there. This is what you expect from this Ogemaw Heights team.
So a 46-yard run by Carter Schmidt puts Ogemaw on top right now. They bring out their extra point kicker. Michael Stahl put it up. And the snap, the set is good. And it's 7-0 Ogama. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Robert Catfish Johnson back with you. 7-0. Ogama strikes first blood, gets up on top. And now the Kingsley Stags will have their chance. Trying to see who's back deep for Kingsley on this. Little short pooch kick lands at about the 30 and plants itself right there. And one of the Kingsley Hands teams will just jump right on it at the 28.
That was the weirdest contact with the ground I've ever seen a ball. It didn't bounce at all. It, like, dug it. Like, it just stopped.
Looked like a Pro V1 hitting a soft golf green.
Right, yeah. That did not look like a football hitting the grass at all. It just stopped. Good jump on there by the Stags. But they'll have... What was that, the 28? Yeah, they'll have the ball in the 28. Good kick there, really, honestly, for high school football. That's great for the Falcons there. Kind of pins them down more than usual.
Stags come out in a powerhouse backfield with their quarterback over center. One shifts out of it. Ooh. High pitch, almost over his head. Had to go up and get it. And a little bit of a sloppy play as the pitch to Eli Graves was well over his head. Did a good job actually hanging on to it.
Yeah, that was a very good recovery. That was going to go back in the – could have been six for the Falcons, but instead it's just a loss of six.
But they'll lose 3.5 on it, and we'll call it second down and 14.
Yeah, interesting huddle here. They're all facing the same way. That was interesting.
So they'll come to the line again. Powerhouse backfield behind the quarterback for Kingsley. Twist, turns, rolls out to the left. Looking for someone to throw. Throws it up in the air kind of haphazardly as that's Gavin Merchant, the quarterback, just kind of threw that one away as he had a lot of pressure coming on.
Yeah, it was a little. It was a quick snap when they got to the line very quickly, and they snapped it very quickly. A little misdirection in the backfield, but great discipline by the Falcons. There wasn't anyone open. He had to run out, throw it out of bounds. Now it's third and very long on their side of the field. So this is a very good defensive stand if they can stop them here for the Falcons.
Third and we'll call it 14. Merchant over center, powerhouse backfield. No signal, still looking at the sideline. And now they're going to call a timeout. We'll take one with them here as Ogama's got Kingsley pinned right now on 104.7, your power station for sports. Brian Catfish Johnson back with you. 7-0 Ogama on top right now of the Stags. Stags looking a 3rd and 15 right directly in the eyes after taking that timeout. Gavin Merchant brings him back out of the huddle now. Powerhouse backfield behind him. No wideouts. Merchant drops to throw. Pressure. Hit hard as he throws over the middle.
What a
team. And an outstanding defensive play right there by number 9. Xander Curtis to break that up as that'll bring up 4th and 15 in a putting situation for Kingsley.
Yeah, if he doesn't knock that ball down because of the way he's positioned, he went for the ball instead of playing the receiver. That receiver catches it and is probably gone. That was a beautiful leap, beautiful just take the ball, throw it on the ground, force this punt. Excellent job by Carter. Xander Curtis.
Snap for the punt. Kingsley gets it off. Good punt, end over end. Should be returnable. Little fake reverse. And he gets around the end, working hard down here on this side. Connor McDaniel. And he takes it out of bounds, but gets it back inside the Kingsley end of the field and gets knocked out of bounds somewhere right around the 42-yard line. That was actually Rob Houck on the return.
Yeah, that was nice. That little hesitation of like, oh, is he going to reverse it, kind of let him get the edge there. The defender had to slow down because he had to see what was going to happen. He couldn't commit one way or the other, and then allowed him to get to the plus side of the field. Ogama is cooking right now, and they have a very good potential here to get down to get the Stags into a two-possession deficit.
So Ogama breaks huddle quick. One wide out left, two backs in the backfield in the I formation behind Curtis. Curtis over center, hands it off to the first man just on a little 21 dive right up the middle. He picks up two on that.
Yeah, don't fix what's not broke. That's what the kind of what they scored the touchdown on there. They love the, like I said, they love the physicality. They love hitting people on this team here. And that's going to wear down a team as the time goes out. As we're hitting the second half in the fourth quarter, that's when you're going to see Ogama be able to really rip those runs open. But you got to start in the beginning and start to wear the defense out.
In the backfield, Calvin Marshall in the eye with Carter Schmidt behind him. Carter's over center. Great crowd on hand here in Ogama tonight.
Ooh,
offside that time on the Falcons as they left early. The right-hand side took off before the rest of them did. The center was still holding the ball.
He was about 3 yards back and got past the line of scrimmage before anyone else moved.
So procedure will make it second down and 12 now is obviously the Kingsley Stags will accept that penalty.
That's a nice help there for the Stags. They've needed something there, and that'll help them out. See how the Falcons respond, though.
No out-of-town scores in just yet as we're just getting started here on this Friday night. 7:29 left in our first quarter.
Yeah, you'd think there'd be four touchdowns in Elgar by now.
Curtis over center. Man in motion in the backfield. Hands it off to the one man again. Gets right through the line. And an excellent run all the way to the end. Calvin Marshall will hold on to it as they were trying to strip him from it.
Yeah, they were.
But he'll move the chains and get inside the 30-yard line down to about the 27. And excellent drive again. Excellent moving of the ball right now for the Falcons.
Yeah, that was a great run there. And good job by the defense trying to take that ball out. They're trying to strip it. But he just held on for dear life before the ref finally pulled the whistle there. But great job there by the Falcons.
Over center again, Curtis. Two men in a backfield, I formation, one wide out down on the near side. Curtis gives it to Schmidt. He goes to the right-hand side. He's got the corner and room to go. 20, 15, late flag down into the end zone, touchdown. But a late flag comes in from the far side that could negate Carter Schmidt's 26-yard touchdown run.
I mean, the ref who threw it wasn't even near the runner, so
nope.
I have to imagine it was a hold in the secondary or something. If it is a hold, I have no clue what it is. I didn't see anything that I could notice, but we'll find out here momentarily. But you're right, it could potentially be a touchdown-saving flag.
Don't forget, sports fans, tonight's game is brought to you in part by Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch, Michigan, Lake Ogama Marina of West Branch, Michigan, West Branch Collision, Willard's Equipment of West Branch, and Culligan Water of West Branch, Michigan. Love all our sponsors. We couldn't be out doing what we're doing without them. So they march off the penalty. It was a spot foul. So they'll back him up, and it looks like it'll bring up first and maybe 12. 12 or 13. So it negated a Carter Schmidt touchdown there, Brian, but Ogama still, not to get down on that, they got a chance here, still moving the ball well, down and deep in the territory, 32-yard line.
Absolutely.
Curtis brings him in over center, I formation in the backfield. Give it to Schmidt. Schmidt up the middle, gets into the secondary again, down to the 25, 24, 23-yard line before being thrown down. And I tell you what, Carter Schmidt, tough after contact, and he's proven that again tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You know, he had the big run taken away, but Lenny still just runs for 9 yards on first down. So you know, that you'll take that any time. You're going to get runs like that, gashes like that on first down, that your offense is going to be swimming.
Picked up 7 of the 12. It'll be second down and 5 now. One wide out down on the near side. Three in the backfield, one comes in motion, one steps up to be a slot man. I formation. Curtis to Schmidt into the secondary.
Easy first down. They make it look easy. He did just a power run up the left side off the tackle. The big boys up front do their job. Block up front. He falls forward probably 7-8 yards on the gain. It's going to bring up first and 10 on the 16. We'll see.
Yep, they move the chains. So now down in the red zone, for the Falcons. Still one wide out. Three in the backfield behind Curtis. Slot and a tight end. Transfer each other. Still now I formation. This time second man Schmidt gets into the backfield. Takes a little jump move. And good defense there that time as the Stags stopped that, led by number 70, Noah Scribner, in on the tackle.
Yeah, that's probably their best tackle of that of the running of stopping the run there, and it's still a gain of four or so. So that tells you how good the running attack that the Falcons have.
Second and six, big game here for both teams. The winner will have control of the Northern Michigan Football League Leaders Division. Man in motion. Stags switch with him. I formation again. Pitch this time to Schmidt. Gets the right edge. Puts his head down. Bangs through contact. Moves the chains and gets it down inside the five. I tell you what, Carter Schmidt putting on a show early here in the first quarter. 4:41 left in the first. 7-0 right now. Ogama on top.
Very nice. Oh, we've got our first update. 6-0 Alcona. 1:36 in the first. Wow, that's surprising to me. A, that it's low scoring, and B, that Alcona's winning. That is very impressive.
Right.
For the Tigers up there in Alcona. I'll try to get some other updates here as we go throughout the day.
Over the ball now at center. Curtis in the I formation with Schmidt. Gives it to Schmidt. Powers down to the three and then gang tackled. Wow. Nice work by the Stags ganging up on Schmidt there to not let him in the end zone. But I think it's a formality at this point if they don't fumble it.
Well, you remember this is 11-man football, and they do kick field goals. So, honestly, if they can stop them on third down, you know, it's possible that they could hold them to three, you know, and or at least a field goal attempt. Obviously, it's not a given. But, you know, taking that touchdown off the board. But I think they probably go for it. If they get any kind of yardage here, they'd go for it on fourth. Oh, it's only second down? Oh, okay. Well, they've got three chances. I apologize.
Yeah. Curtis.
I thought it was third down.
I formation gives it to the first man this time.
Doesn't matter.
And powering straight up the middle that time. And they're going to get in for that touchdown.
I think that was Calvin 32. I can't tell.
Yeah, I think it was Calvin Marshall. Calvin Marshall, the first man, leading the way that time in front of Carter Schmidt. He'll get into the end zone. So with 3:20 now, Ogama gets back on top on the board. Go 28 on that touchdown. Or I'm sorry, we're going to go 32 on that touchdown.
Yep, 32.
Calvin Marshall.
I believe it was 32, Calvin Marshall, yes.
3-yard run. Extra point set. Down, up, and good. 14-0. The Falcons lead the Stags. We'll take a break and be right back on 104.7, your power station for sports. Curtin the Catfish back with you here in Ogama. 3:20 left in our first quarter. 14-0. Falcons on top of the Kingsley Stags in this battle for first place. Back deep for Kingsley to receive this kick, Eli Graves. Another little short pooch kick. Lands at the 30. This one's received, though, by number 80, Gavin Deere. And he gets about 5 yards before being... I'll call it assaulted by the Ogama kick team led by Carter McCluskey, number 20, as he put a real lick on him.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to say it many times throughout the day. Physicality is the identity of the Ogama Heights Falcons, and it is going to be present constantly the entire game. Let's see if the Stags can mount some sort of payback, so to speak. In response to these two touchdowns for
Gavin Falcons. Merchant over center, three men in the backfield for the Stags. Hands it off to the third man. There's number four there. That's Skyler Workman. And Workman kind of lost his footing a little bit going through there and fell, but picked up 3.5 yards in the process. So he'll bring up second and a long six now for the Stags as they need to put a drive together here to kind of stay in this one. Stags again. Merchant over center. Same man, third man through once again, and he picks up another 3 yards, so it's going to be third and nine now as Workman twice goes for good runs coming out of the backfield.
Yeah, nice little runs there by the Stags. I like their misdirection. They've got a lot of movement going on behind the play, throughout the play, trying to distract and confuse the defense. It really hasn't done much to the Falcons, at least early on, but I do like it.
Merchant over center again, same full house backfield, no wideouts. This time, third man again, Workman gets it. And Ogemaw comes up big that time, stops him after a gain of about one. And that's going to bring up fourth down and about two and a half.
Yeah, there's a great open field tackle there. Stop him. He does, and the thing about running, you want to always run forward, fall forward when you're running, and they're getting contact and they're dropping the running back. So great tackling here by the Falcons, and it does appear they're going to punt.
Yeah, Coach Wooer sends out the punt team.
He is very far back.
Yep. One man back deep for Ogemaw. It's a fake punt, little inside handoff, enough to move the sticks, and Ogemaw got caught sleeping a little bit there, but a really nice fake punt, really nice.
Yeah, that was a very good executed play. I was kind of suspect why the punter was so far back. Great little run up there, a run fake, a little pitch. I think the receiver got it. So
the Stags convert a fake punt. And now have first and 10 from just on their side of midfield at the 46-yard line. Merchant hands it off to the first man through, powers it up through the one hole, and gathered up nicely by Ogemaw, led by number 62, Andrew Krishner.
Yeah, that was definitely their power back there. He was a bigger boy than the ones they've been using. Got a nice gain there.
Second and 7 now for the Stags. So far, they've kind of kept it on the ground. They dropped back to throw a couple times, but nice plays by Ogemaw negated that. We're under a minute now, 50 seconds left in our first quarter. Merchant puts him in set, rolls right, little reverse
some flag
coverage that time, and there's a flag down that time.
It appears it was off the snap. I would imagine it's either offsides or illegal formation.
Eli Graves on the carry.
I didn't see anyone offside, so I would think it's something procedural, and it is. Yep, he's pointing towards the offense. The offense is walking back. So they'll definitely accept this penalty, make it second and long. Second, what are they, 13?
12, a hold. 12. It's going to be a hold.
Oh, it's a hold. That was really fast for a hold.
Yeah. So
that was instant.
Spot foul, be 10 yards. And they definitely accept that penalty.
Second and 17.
It takes them all the way back onto the 39-yard line in their own end again. So
it's definitely not
the Stags
want.
With a little bit of a nice drive going here, shoot themselves in the foot a bit there.
Yes,
and
sir.
Ogemaw comes out the better team for it. 33 seconds left, and the clock moving right now as Merchant comes in from the sideline with the play.
I suspect this is probably the last play, unless it's an out of bounds or incomplete pass.
Yep, this will probably be the last play of our first quarter, down to 20 now. Merchant, a little razzle-dazzle in the backfield, gets it off and handed off to number 4, picks up a good portion of that, Skyler Workman, and gets it back to the original line of scrimmage almost. Bring up third and 11 now, and that's the end of our first quarter. So at the end of one, 14-0 Falcons on top. We'll be back on 104.7, your power station for sports. Robert, Brian Catfish Johnson. Stags coming out, getting a big gain here on third and 11. And they pick it up, move the chains on a nice run around end by Eli Graves on that, on a quick pitch. And Stags look good there, Brian. They move the sticks after being backed up second and about 19 and got it done. So 11:48 now, second quarter, clock ticking, and the Stags in Ogemaw territory for the first time tonight.
Yeah, this run offense has been way more efficient than when they were trying to pass early in the first quarter.
Merchant hands it off to the one man out of the powerhouse backfield. He'll pick up about two and a half on that. That was Workman again, so Stags mounting a little drive here. Ball now right at the 35-yard line. Bring up second and six. And they seem to be patient. They're not getting out of sync.
Well, there's plenty of game left. There's no reason to make mistakes.
No wideouts. Merchant, powerhouse backfield. Drops straight back to throw this time. Gets the edge. Turns a corner. Heads upfield. Gets tackled. And good pursuit over there by number 21 from Ogemaw. That's Carter Schmidt playing a little defense. And a nice run, though, by Merchant at quarterback. And he gets it down to about third and three here.
Yeah. Honestly, the misdirection got me. I thought the guy had the ball up the middle. And I'm like, why are they not doing anything? But he took it out to the outside there. The movement and stuff behind the line is working very well.
Well, that's the beauty of the powerhouse backfield.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is who's got it?
Exactly.
I don't know. He's got it. No, I got it.
Exactly. But so many things to look at.
Yep. Again, Merchant, this time he does hand it off, gives it to the two-man who gets all the way through the secondary, moves the stakes, and gets it down inside the 25-yard line to the 24 on another nice first-down carry by Skyler Workman. And you can see that when the athletes have the ball in their hand, they're doing the work for the Stags.
Absolutely. The entire offense is moving as a unit. They're so condensed. Everyone is so close to each other. So all the movement is blocking is not wasted. There's no wasted movements by these Stags offense.
First and 10 now, Kingsley. Hands it off to the third man this time as he comes through, led by two other blockers. And once again, really nice pickup, really nice run on first down. And they'll pick up seven and a half on first down, bring up second and a short three here.
And they're kind of keeping up the pace a little bit now. They're getting up to the line of scrimmage in a hurry.
Merchant, handoff, first man through. Drills through into the secondary again, moves the stakes, and gets the ball down to the 10-yard line. So this has been a good drive for the Stags as Ogemaw does not have an answer for this powerhouse backfield right now. And Stags deep now in the red zone at the 10-yard line. It looks like it'll be first down, but not goal yet because the ball's at about the 11. So they could actually realistically pick up a first down around the 1-yard line.
Absolutely. Because the Falcons don't want to sell out because they don't want to get a pass over their heads. But it's working really well for the Stags right now.
Merchant in the backfield. Hands it to the third man through again. This time Ogemaw a little more prepared for it. Took him down and gained probably about four. And is going to bring up second and six. But the Stags, tough to read who's got the ball coming out of the backfield. That's what they do a good job of, concealing it. And the quarterback stuffing it into the guy's hand that knows who's getting it. Once again, powerhouse backfield. Merchant steps away, looks over to the sideline for a little bit of help from Coach Wooer. Calls an audible at the line. Now he's got it. Gives it to the second man. And once again, Ogemaw, good job.
Yeah, didn't really get anywhere on that one.
22 Connor Lambert there for Ogemaw on the tackle. Still going to be like third and four and a half.
And again, they can get a first down at the 1-yard line, so they can technically get a couple more plays if they can get to the one.
Yep, ball currently sitting at the six, and I got to believe this is four down territory for Coach Wooer right now.
Yeah, you're down 14-0. I would think the same thing.
And the Kingsley Stags. 7:54, clock moving quick here in this one. Pitch gets it outside. Ooh. Good pursuit by Ogemaw, and that's going nowhere as Eli Graves gets taken down on great pursuit. They were all in there that time. Xander Curtis was in on it. Carter Schmidt was in on it. And they throws him for a loss there to fourth down and at least five.
I don't know why they changed it. It was working so well with in the middle confusion. When you pitch it out, you're selling to one side of the field, and the Falcons read that perfectly and were able to take it down. I don't like that. What was working was the inside misdirection. Who has the ball? Which one of us has got it? they kind of made it easy on that third down play.
So this is it, fourth and six. Big play for Kingsley. Drops straight back to throw. Merchant with pressure throws it to the right-hand side. Caught, hauled in, and drove into the end zone for a touchdown on a nice pitch and catch by Kingsley. And that'll tighten up the score a little bit, trying to get a number on who caught it.
Yeah, that was a great screen there. I mean, he was a moment away from getting tackled for a sack. Just got it away. Nice little leap by the receiver to get it in for that touchdown.
So it's 6:53 here of the second quarter. Still trying to get a number on that touchdown, but the 6-yard touchdown pass.
And it appears they're going for two.
Now, I watched them kick in warm-ups, but they are going for two. Full house backfield. Give it to the second man. Pushing. I don't think they got it to the line. Referee says no, so Ogemaw holds on the two-point conversion. Makes our score 14-6. We'll be right back with you after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Catfish Johnson with you. 6:53 left in our second quarter. Ogemaw up top 14-6 as Kingsley gets ready to boot it away to Ogemaw. Ogemaw with like four guys back in a deep area. Good long kick. It's going to be brought down by number 21, Carter Schmidt, with a full head of steam. Gets the edge, 40, 45 midfield. And then he slips, trying to cut it back to the front of the field. And nice run, about a 30-yard return there on that for Schmidt. And once again, the Falcons will get great field position at the 48-yard line
exactly.
of Kingsley.
I was just about to say the same thing. I said I think they've been in the plus side of the field, or at least very close to the plus side of the field every time they've touched the ball, this being only the third time they've had it. But they're in a great spot, and a timeout by Ogemaw called. Okay.
We're going to stay right here with you. We're going to thank some of our sponsors. We're going to remind you to don't forget to stay tuned. Coming up at halftime this week, in MHSAA, and that's brought to you by Northern Power Sports of Mayo. I'd like to thank some of our sponsors. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawas, Morris Clark Furniture of West Branch, Michigan, the Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch, H&R Block of West Branch, and Rose City RV Center in Rose City and Tawas. 6:46, 14-6 Ogemaw. And Ogemaw takes over after a good return by Carter Schmidt on the kick at the Kingsley 48-yard line. And we'll go to work again here. One wide out. Xander Cardis over center. Three in the backfield currently. Full house backfield. Gives it to Schmidt. Schmidt gets the edge, got a lot of room, turns a corner, 40, down to the 30, and just casually steps out of bounds after an almost 20-yard gain, Brian, on first down.
There's a guy in the backfield that tried to get to him, and he kind of just swiped his hand at him and ran past him, and he just got the edge there and just took it. This is what Ogemaw is going to do to you. They're just going to hit you. They're going to run past the edges. This running attack is so potent. I don't know if the Stags can stop it. I mean, obviously they just had a very good offensive drive, but if you're going to play hit for hit with the Falcons, I don't think you can win that. You have to do something to stop the Falcons, get a turnover, and I'm not seeing it right now from the defense.
So after Kingsley showed the powerhouse backfield for the first quarter and a half, now West Branch is showing it. Little pass this time over the top. Got him wide open out, stretched hands. And just outside of the stretch of Elon Jones. And actually, that was Rob Hock it was intended for down there. 16-18 look a lot alike when you're a football field away in the broadcast booth. But nice play. Like the idea on that for sure.
Another interesting score update. A pick six for Elkhona. They're up 12-0 with 7:07 left in the half. Augrey is in trouble early on.
I think we're going to have to put the upset marker up. That's an upset alert.
This is concerning. I am very intrigued.
Full house backfield now behind Curtis. Xander turns the corner, hands it off. Not a lot there. Good defensive stop there by the Stags. Pick up about three, maybe four. 55 there, and on that tackle there for the Stags, James Pearson.
I would think it's definitely fourth down territory right now. You're not in a field goal range, but you really are not going to punt it from here. So you do another run. If you don't get the first, I think you do it again. Let's see what here. I mean, that's your bread and butter if you're Ogama. I think that's what you have to do. Put the game in 21's hands.
5:56 now. Clock moving. Curtis with two behind him in the I formation. Schmidt, the back man. That's who will get it. Schmidt makes contact, not brought down right away, and piles over the top of him, gets it and drives it down into the 23-yard line. Real close to
If it's not a first down, it's inches. I mean, it's minuscule if it's not.
It's going to be short. They're going to mark it short. But
well, you know what's coming next.
Yeah, Carter Schmidt on the same play.
Yeah.
Fourth and one, we're going to call it. Clock moving.
And one is generous. It's inches. Oh, they're going to measure.
Actually, the refs are going to take a timeout to measure, so they'll bring the chains out. Once again, a reminder coming up at halftime this week in the MHSAA, something you just don't want to miss. That halftime show coming up is going to be brought to you by Northern Power Sports of Mayo, Michigan. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Quality Garage Doors of West Branch, Michigan, Fernelia Chevrolet of Rose City, The Fall Inn of Rose City, Ace Electric Plumbing and Heating of West Branch, and Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank. So the chain guys getting a little bit of TV time here, and Ogama, as they come out, they'll stretch the chains, they'll hand them to the officials. And they check it. And it's about almost a full yard short.
Is it
so,
really?
Yeah.
Wow, it didn't look that way from our angle for sure. But like I said earlier, I think you know what's coming. It's going to be 21 in the same type of play. So the Stags kind of know what's going to happen. See if they can actually stop it here. And if they can stop it, that's going to be a big
moment. Be a big turnaround. Big momentum swing in the game. So Curtis brings him to the line, I formation, Schmidt the back man. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. I don't know if he got it, getting a big push from behind. And where they're running in to spot it is nowhere near where that play finished at. Be kind of shocked on that. They may
first
have
down.
To measure again, but they don't. The referee says first down, keeper going, and wind the clock as we're going to go under 5 minutes here. That's a big first down there for Ogama. Kind of an injury report, too, from that Gray game. Carter's Zion hurt, 40-yard gain, and hasn't moved since, so that's not a good sign. We wish him well over in that game. And a little bit of a surprising score right now over there as well, as it's 12-0 Alcona on top of Gray.
Yeah,
here we're at 14-6, Ogama on top. Xander Curtis. Two backs in the backfield, I formation. This time he gives it to the first man heading through and up the middle. That's Calvin Marshall. He'll pick up a couple. Usually when Marshall blocks for Carter Schmidt, Carter Schmidt can find a pretty good hole on first down. That time just a pickup of about two. So it'll bring up second and eight.
Yeah, the Stags, they've shored up the defense a little bit here. But like I said, with the 8-point lead here, the Falcons can just run as much clock as they want. You know, the end zone is their goal, obviously.
Yeah, if there's points at the end of this drive, it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
For Ogama. Curtis over center, hands it to Schmidt this time. Cuts to the right side, gets around
nice
the edge,
tackle.
Hauled down. In good tackling 50. Form there by a number, I think it was 60, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Caleb Bott. And a good run, though, on top of that as well. It's going to be right down to they're going to actually move the chains. So Schmidt had enough to move the chains. More good news for the Falcons here. It'll be first and 10 just outside the 10-yard line, not quite goal to goal. 3:33 in the clock moving in our second quarter. Xander Curtis turns it over to Schmidt again in the backfield, and this time tackled almost in the backfield after a gain of maybe one.
That was their best defensive penetration they've had against him in the game so far, and that was, I think it's a net game of zero, it looks like, from where the ref's standing.
Yeah, number 14 in there, Gavin Lewis on that tackle, that's a good play there. Brings up second and almost 10 here. They can get a first down at about the foot yard line. Clock moving under 3 minutes now. Curtis over center, single setback this time. Rolls to his right, looks downfield, fires a pass, but he skips it in. And intended there for Hauk again.
Yeah,
Bobby Hauk.
Yeah, he had to throw that low. He was trying to throw it low on purpose to make it sure that only he could get the ball. Just a little too low, skips it off the grounds, brings up third and long. And I believe they probably are in the field goal kicker's range.
Absolutely. I watched him earlier today. Michael Stahl repeatedly kicked 40-yard field goals.
Yeah, and his extra points have been really good, too. So, this definitely looks like about
high formation now. Third and 10, we'll call it. Handoff. Fake. Gives it to Hauk. Hauk gets in the end zone on the far side. Touchdown.
Play.
On a little reverse, inside reverse cradle play. And that's a big touchdown there for Ogemaw late in the half here with 2:40 left.
Yeah, that's a beautiful play there. Just a good, nice misdirection there. The Stags have been kind of stopping them, and they just threw a little razzle-dazzle in there, got the edge there, got the beautiful run from the misdirection. See if we can make it up 21-7.
Nice misdirection on for the extra point, Michael Stahl. Snap is down,
that's
up,
good.
And the kick is good. So, Ogemaw Falcons 21 and the Kingsley Stags 6. We'll be back after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Catfish Johnson back with you. Ogemaw kicks it off with just a little pooch kick that comes down at about the 38-yard line and caught by a Kingsley up man, and he steps out of bounds with it. So Kingsley will take over with 2:38 left in our half at their own 38-yard line.
Yeah, plenty of time, 2:38, two timeouts left. They got plenty of time, and remember that you get the ball back at the beginning of the second half, so you could do the one, you know, the just try to score and then score again on the back end of it. So, you know, tried and true strategy right there.
So back in the same formation we've seen him in all night, Gavin Merchant brings him to the line, powerhouse backfield behind him. Quick pitch this time that goes to number two, Eli Graves. And Graves wiggles and works and bashes his way forward a little bit to pick up about four on first down. Good play by Graves. Good run by Graves and the Stags.
Yep, nice first down play at this point. Yeah, at this point you're just trying to do one drive and end it. That's what you want. You don't want to give the ball back to Ogemaw with any time left. Methodical play.
2:13 in the clock moving. Merchant turns around, gives it on the misdirection up the middle. Good tackle there. Good solid tackle by Ogemaw as they got right in there and made a nice play. That was number 21. Our guy Carter Schmidt making a nice play defensively. Good gain, though. Brings up third and about 1.5. Kingsley comes to the line click. 1:50 in the clock moving. Merchant. He's going to drop straight back and throw downfield. Open. Caught. Nice catch by Eli Graves. Makes a move. Gets to the sideline. And all the way down to the 12-yard line. But there's flags way back at the line of scrimmage.
Sorry.
And I got a feeling this one's coming back.
Yep. He's grabbing his wrist like a hold already.
Already made the sign.
And they're walking back already.
Yep. So, again, that's the second time tonight now. Kingsley's kind of shot themselves in the foot with a penalty.
That was a huge penalty.
But
huge.
You can't take away from the niceness of the pass.
Oh, no,
from,
not at all. It was beautiful.
From Merchant to Graves, a beautiful a reception. But she's going to come back, and she's going to come back a ways, too. So It was third and two.
Third and 12 now, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's gonna be third and about 12.
That's such a drive.
Oh, that's a tough penalty.
That's a tough penalty to have to take. Yeah, that's rough if you're a Stag.
But they're going to get right back after it here as Merchant brings them to the line. Still full house backfield. Turns around, quick handoff the other way. Gets into the secondary, but good gang tackle in there as Ogemaw finally brought the ball carrier down after a pickup of pretty good yardage on first down.
Now, I'd take a timeout if I was...
4 or 5 yards.
If I was Ogemaw.
That ball was carried that time by number 10, Colson Orton. Clock moving, 1 minute left exactly. Two timeouts still left for the Stags. Merchant over center. Powerhouse backfield. Ogemaw up on the line. Kind of a hard count here for Merchant, trying to draw him offside. Nothing doing. Looks at the sideline to Coach Moyer. Coach Warr looks back, and then they call a timeout now with 35 seconds left. We'll take a quick one with them right here on 104.7, your power station for sports. Here, Robert and Brian Catfish Johnson with you. 35 seconds till halftime here. Ogemaw on top, 21-6, three touchdowns, three kicked point afters, and that's where we stand right now. Kingsley has the ball here with 35 seconds left. They just took one of their two remaining timeouts. They'll get into punt formation here on fourth down. Now we've seen one fake punt already. We'll see what they do with this one. They snap this one and hit a good punt that Ogemaw is just going to stay out of the way of and let it come to a complete stop down at around the 23-yard line. And Ogemaw will take over there with only 25 seconds left till half. We'd like to thank part of our sponsors for tonight. Tonight's game brought to you in part by the DeBold Agency, the insurance agency of West Branch, Michigan, Cornerstone Caregiving of Gladwin, McDonald's Restaurant of Rose City, Mile, Oscoda, Roscommon, and Tawa City, My Michigan Health, and Roy Simmons and Sons Well Drilling of West Branch, Michigan.
Thank you.
So, Brian, we've seen a pretty good half football played here by Ogemaw in a big game, a conference game, a winner-take-the-division kind of game against Kingsley. Both teams 5-1. Ogemaw comes to the line, two wideouts, I formation, back behind Curtis. Hands it off, run it up the middle. Kingsley was waiting for that time. Good stop by them after a gain of maybe one and a half.
Oh, really?
And then Ogemaw is going to take a timeout with 15 seconds here. We'll take a quick one, too, because we just might as well. We'll be back on 104.7, your power station for sports. Kurt and Brian, you can't sleep with those timeouts, so you might as well take them. 15.7 seconds left in our second quarter. We're almost to halftime here in Ogemaw. Beautiful Friday night. Glad you decided to tune in and join us.
Indeed. Probably one play away from, I would think, halftime.
They both got a timeout left. We'll see what happens.
Unless they get some sort of giant play here.
Curtis looks downfield, drop back to throw it. Now he's going to keep it. 30, 40, 45, 50. 45-40 on the other end. Still working and gets pushed out of bounds at the 35-yard line.
I guess I spoke it into existence.
And there's 4.5 seconds now, but I don't know if that was a design play or not, but I think it was a quarterback run intentionally after he dropped back to throw.
Yeah, it's a great play. 4.5 seconds, you got one play. I mean, I don't know what his arm strength's like, but you got one chance to throw it in the end zone, see what happens. That's what I would do, at least.
Yeah, heck yeah. You got nothing to lose here. So they break huddle. 1, 2, 3 wideouts this time. Single setback behind Curtis. Xander over center. And we're going to have a timeout. So, once again, we'll take one with them here on 104.7, your power station for sports. check. On the out-of-town scoreboard, boy, Alcona putting it to Augury right now, 20-0.
That's wild. I am completely flabbergasted by that one. Good job for Alcona, though.
Let's see what Ogemaw does after the timeout here. Curtis, single setback, two wide receivers. Curtis drops back to throw, avoids one guy, fires it downfield way too far over the outstretched hands of Carter Schmidt, and that will do it. Our halftime score here in Ogemaw, 21 for the Falcons, 6 for the Stags. Enjoy your halftime with This Week in the MHSAA, and we'll be back for our second half after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger and Brian Catfish Johnson, glad you joined us tonight. Check in on the out-of-town scoreboard. We haven't got a whole lot that's come over the ticker tonight, but I do see Oscoda is down 13-0. See how much time was left in that game. And the biggest shocker of the evening is Alcona up 20-0 at halftime over Augray. And I guess going into half there, Augray got stopped on 4th-and-1 at the Alcona 5-yard line. So even more momentum going into the second half for Alcona and the Tigers.
And the thing about Augray, though, is they can score so quickly. They're down 20-0, but their potential, if they can turn it around, to tie that game up or take the lead is there. This isn't an anemic offense. No, they can score in three plays if they want. So we'll see, especially with their quarterback being hurt, with Carter Zion being hurt, that's if he's going to come out in the second half, okay. Or not, excuse me. But I'd be very, very, very noteworthy on to keep up on that, see if Augury can turn that one around.
And here we are 21-6 right now, our halftime score. Both teams back on the field. The officials out at midfield about 20 seconds before we get this one booted up in the air and underway. Once again, I'd like to thank Northern Power Sports of Mile for sponsoring our halftime show. Mm-hmm. And fans, don't forget, after the game, be sure to check out High School Football Scoreboard at WKJC.com. See updated scores, standings, conference by conference, and game by game. See how your hometown school is doing all season long at WKJC.com. The High School Football Scoreboard is brought to you by Coletta Air and H&R Block of Mayo. Like we said, that touchdown for Kingsley was scored by Max Gothels on that 6-yard touchdown pass. We finally got a number on that, as it was to our blind side here in the booth. Beautiful night, kind of chilly tonight. This is our first night. It's got a little chilly doing a football game.
Yeah, this is by far the first fall night, I'll call it. The first fall night. It's a good day. It rained a little bit today. It was a little overcast today. It was, fall is coming. It's fighting. I know it was a lot of summer in the beginning of the week. Beginning of the week here for sure. It was very summer-like, but now we're getting the fall back. So I appreciate it. I just probably should have wore pants instead of shorts. but you know what? That's a mistake I'll make once. And then, next week when I'm in Onekama,
yeah,
I'll be ready.
Exactly. Michael Stahl puts it on the tee. And back deep for Kingsley is number 2, Eli Graves. And we're about ready to get underway here in the second half. Another real short kick. Grabbed at the 35-yard line by the Stags and kind of falls forward a couple yards, gets it out to the 38, and that's where they'll take over on a big first drive coming for Kingsley in this second half, Brian. They need to go to work here and move the ball.
Yeah, like I said a little bit earlier, they need to come out here, fire in. I would think they need to score. You could probably get away with a field goal, maybe. But you need to get points. You need to get points here. You don't want to give this ball back to Ogemaw with the deficit as of what it is.
So powerhouse backfield as Merchant brings him to the line, hands it off to the third man through. Big hole.
There you go.
Picks up 8 yards on first down, and you'll probably see the Stags with a little bit of intensity, a little bit of hustle, and getting back to that line of scrimmage right away in this second half, being down by two full scores.
Yeah, definitely. You don't want to waste your time. And they're pretty efficient with their time. They're not wasting much time at all. So I'm not really worried about that for them.
Merchant hands it off again. Second man through. Big hole again. Picks up the first down. Moves the chains. And gets the ball all the way down into Falcon territory. Eli Graves, two good runs in a row there out of the backfield.
Yeah, it's looking effort. Honestly, the way they move, there's no wasted movements on this offense. The blocking, the route combinations, the running lanes, it's very efficient.
Merchant gives it up the middle again. Big hole into the secondary. Moves the chains that time on first down on a really nice run again. And I tell you what, Stags got some confidence, got a little zip in their game, got a little step in them on the second half, and they're driving nicely.
Yeah, and they're not letting the Falcons set. They're just running it down their throat right now.
Again, Merchant turns, hands it off to number four, Skyler Workman, spins, rolls, and twists, and he'll pick up about half of it, make it second and about five, as they've come out running the ball, and Ogemaw is kind of trying to catch their breath here to make a stop.
Yeah, they're trying to protect everything and they can't, and they're getting gashed.
Merchant again, full house power formation in the backfield.
There you go.
This time Ogemaw was ready for it, and a nice second down stop there. Two or three Falcons in on the tackle, including number 27. That's Jack Facting. One of my favorite names on the Ogemaw team, Jack Facting.
It is a different name for sure. They've got some good ones.
Third and five now as Kingsley digs in deep trying to get a score here early. Handoff up the middle, big hole into the secondary. Saving tackle is another big first down, another big run. That time it was number 10. That's Nolan Hines. And I tell you what, Kingsley down into the red zone now at the 20-yard line. And they're asking for the clock to be stopped, possibly for an injury.
Timeout.
Well.
Or some officials timeout.
It was an officials timeout. Not sure why. One of the officials might have actually hurt themselves.
Okay.
He's saying it's an officials timeout. Trying to get the players back on the field now because they didn't want him to go to the benches. And here they come back out, Ogemaw ready to go, and here comes Kingsley. So I don't know what that was for. Don't know the reason.
Not sure.
It was certainly not to check the first down because they had plenty.
Oh, yeah, that was way past. Yeah, that wasn't.
And now the referee will wind the clock, and we're underway with 9:52 left again. Handoff this time. Good tackle. Really good tackle on the inside there by Robbie Houck. And
yeah, unfortunately, someone's truck over there is going crazy. Oh, it looks like they... Nope, it's still going. The lights keep flashing. I'm sorry. I've been staring at it for like 2 minutes now. So if you have a red pickup truck and you are in the stands and hear me...
Shut it off.
You might want to check your lights. Your
Merchant brings them to the line again. Three deep in the backfield. Merchant, quick hitter up the middle this time. First man through gets it. And that's all the way down to the 10. And it's going to be real close to a first down, if not a first down.
Looks like it's just short.
Yep, they're putting up the...
But that play is just so efficient. I mean, it's really simple. It's just hitting up the middle. But like we said, there's three people back there, so they have to try to pay attention to each one, and they're just not guessing right now.
So they only need about a yard. They pick it up easy as he gets through.
That was a good play. That was a good play by the defense, but like you said, they only needed a yard. They got about a yard and a half, maybe two, for the first down. So,
well, it depends on the spot, obviously. Spot looks good.
Yep,
official says move the chains, and it'll be first and goal right on the 10-yard line. Big statement here for Kingsley.
Yeah, only, let's see, 3 minutes and 20 seconds right now so far. They're very efficient with their time. They're not down so much where you have to be crazy fast, but they're being efficient with their time.
Merchant sets them. Powerhouse, first man through, gets it that time. Jams, works, rolls, and picks up a few down to about the 7, maybe the 8, and going to bring up second and 7.
Yeah, sometimes it's really hard when there's, because there's so much movement going on. It's really hard sometimes to figure out who's got this ball. And good job by the offense and good job by the defense so far, just because obviously the time is in the favor of the Falcons. But the Stags are just running their offense very, very, very good.
Second and seven, we'll call it. Merchant brings him to the line. Same set he's been in all night. This time he keeps it, tries to get around and himself. Cuts it back up the middle, and he'll get down just inside the five, it looks like. Bring up third and about four.
Nice tackle there by the Falcons.
Yep, that's where it's spotted at.
Two shots to go 4 yards.
Yep, just shy of the four-yard line. So, like you said, two shots to go 4 yards here. Stags come out in the powerhouse set. Merchant hands it off and follows this guy. And
loss.
That didn't go anywhere.
Loss of two, it looks like.
And right in there on that tackle and right in there on that play was Carter Schmidt. So loss of one. It'll back it up down to the five-yard line. And Kingsley's got a decision here. I don't think it's a tough decision whether they're going to kick or whether they're going to go for it, but
it's a long five, though. I don't know if you want to run the same kind of plays you've been running.
Well,
the
not,
screen that you scored on, I think I like maybe pulling that back off.
They're not coming out of that set. Quick hitter. And they get in the end zone. Kingsley does. And that's a big run and a big touchdown.
That would be, I think they said Workman. We got an out-of-time scoreboard. We have a touchdown for Augray, 20-6, 10-27 in the third quarter.
Well, Augray finally gets on the board, and Kingsley makes a statement on their first drive, and once again, they're going to go for the two-point conversion.
Now, if you stop here, it stays 9 points.
Drops back, quick pop pass.
And it will.
Broken up right in and out of the hands of number 27, Jack Facting, and that's going to make our score 21-12. And we're going to go to that as a 5-yard run for number four, Workman. And we're going to see now what Ogemaw can do as they're going to get their first touch of the second half. Kingsley did what they had to do.
Yep.
They marched down the field, 6:43 left. And
but the good thing about the Falcons is you're keeping it a two-possession game. So right now, a score for score is keeping it just as far away, if not farther, because they're not getting their extra points, whereas the Falcons have. So it's a big, big difference being 9 instead of 8.
Right, it's a two-possession game right now. If they could have got in the end zone there, it would have been a one-possession game.
So the fact that they haven't even attempted, and they were kicking in practice.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. In the
pregame. And an extra point there would have got them within one possession.
They have not tried a kick once. It's not like they missed a kick. They just haven't tried. And now they're down 9 instead of 8 or 7. So
curious to see what they do on this kickoff, too. Evan Trafford puts the ball on the tee.
Well, no one's kicked deep. They've always They're trying to get it to the up deck. So.
Four guys again, deep for Ogemaw. Kick is off. Another short kick. Picked up by the front row this time of the Falcons. Good hands there on the hands team up front. That was number 8 that grabbed that ball, Gavin Raymond. And it's going to give Ogemaw excellent field position at the 42, 43-yard line.
Yeah, that's great. That's great field position. I don't know if you're just scared of the of a return, but giving Ogemaw the ball right there again, it doesn't seem like it's that strategically in
so
your
now,
favor. I guess.
Yep,
sorry.
Now Curtis back tries an option, but the play got broken up and kind of a scattered play covered well by the Stags, and they bring Curtis down. Looked like he was looking for his option man, and he didn't run out on the play with him, so he kind of had to keep it himself. Got tackled, gained him maybe one.
Yeah, he definitely fought back to the line of scrimmage at least. That was a good effort getting up there.
6:15 in the clock running here. Glad you joined us tonight. 21-12. Right now, Ogemaw on top of Kingsley. Big, big, big NMFL Leaders Division game. Curtis Got Schmidt in the backfield. I formation. Schmidt's the deep man. Ball goes to Schmidt. Cuts it back up. Gets into the secondary. Down to the 40-yard line before he's tackled. That'll move the chains. And a big plus gain yardage for Ogema on second down.
Death, taxes, and Carter Schmidt running up the middle. That is what is guaranteed in this lifetime. It's easy to say, well, that's what they're going to play, but it's so hard to stop. He's such a good runner. They're blocking so well. It's just how the game works sometimes.
First and 10 now from the 40 of the Stags for the Falcons. Xander Cardes over center, I formation directly behind him. Calvin Marshall and Carter Schmidt. Schmidt gets it again. Matt Wright, as he was handed off on a nice defensive play by the Stags, as they jumped the line a little bit on that one,
yeah,
that and put a helmet to Carter.
Very, very, very good defense right there. That was well defended. Way better than the last play. But you know what? You're going to get those with the big gains. So that's fine if you're Ogema. You don't say, oh, that's not going to work again, because it probably will work again.
They move out of the huddle as the clock continues to move. 4:45 now left in our third quarter. Cardes, same formation, I formation, one wide out down to the side. Pitch to Schmidt. Comes near side this way, and once again, covered excellently. Big number 70 in there for the Stags. That's Noah Scribner. Made the tackle as Carter Schmidt couldn't get the edge, couldn't get outside. That's going to bring up third and 10. And now Kingsley making a little statement on defense.
Yeah, that's two very, very good defensive plays after that big gash. Third and long here on the 41-yard line. I think if you stop them here without getting real close to the first down, they probably punt it because of how good you've stopped them the last two times. But we'll see. We got to see what the third down play brings up.
Two wideouts to this side now. Drops straight back. Cardes throws downfield. Oh, in and out of the hands of Robbie Houck, who was right there at first down yardage but couldn't hang on to it. So we are going to see now what Coach Miller is going to do here on fourth and almost 11.
Yeah, another low throw. You didn't need to throw it that low. He was open. You just had to get it to him, and he could catch that for the first down. Just a bad throw there, unfortunately, by the Falcons, and we'll see here. Looks like it is a punt team.
Carter formation. Schmidt goes back into punt formation. One guy drops back awfully quick for Kingsley. That's Eli Graves. Snap. Schmidt gets it off, hammers it. It's going to land and make it into the end zone for a touchback. So, once again, Kingsley will have pretty good field position to start out here.
Yeah, great defensive stand after that one big dash. Really, really nice defensive stand by the Stags. This is probably exactly what they wanted. They want to be obviously more than 9 points closer, but you know, you got them pinned back on your 20. If you're the Falcons, you have to come and respond now. Your defense has gotten gashed. Let's see what you can do defensively. They've been running the same thing down your throat. Figure it out. Find out what you can do to stop this and get this ball back in your offense's hands.
Okay, well, they break huddle, which was over near the sidelines. Gavin Merchant brings them back out, same formation, same everything. Powerhouse backfield, boom.
Oh.
That time, Ogema right there up front and put the hammer to him.
Yes.
As soon as they got the ball, that's number 32, Calvin Marshall, as real good stop, loss of maybe one on the play.
Now, that's great, but you need to do it three times in a row. I mean, you know what they're going to do. And you've stopped them once, but they're going to keep doing it. So keep your discipline. Try to get this at least. I mean, if you can stop them for no gain or less in this, it's going to bring up a very interesting third down play.
Merchant, three men in the backfield, no wideouts like he's been all night. Drops back to pass, rolls to his right, pressure, fires it up in the air, and just had to get rid of it, basically. Threw it out of bounds wisely because Merchant was pressured, had nobody really open and nobody to throw to.
See, I was expecting that maybe as the third down play, not the second down play. So now it's going to be third and very long in your side of the field deep. So now I think you can't really just sell out on we're going to push this run up. I think you play pass defense – just like you just did, if you're the Falcons, because they have to pass, I think, here. I don't think you have a play, unless you're thinking about going for it on fourth down this deep in your territory. Coach, I think you covered the pass.
Coach Tim Moore sends a play in with Gavin Merchant. Falcon fans on their feet here, begging for a stop. Merchant rolls right, looks left, throws it, caught, complete, but covered nicely by the Falcons for a gain of only two, and that's going to bring up fourth down and eight. And real good play defensively by the Falcons on the little pitch back.
Yep. Two consecutive defensive plays, one by the Falcons, one by the Stags. Great defensive stands. I think you have to punt here. It's too dangerous to not, being down only nine.
Stags in punt formation.
I'd be very surprised if they fake this.
Deep in their own zone. One man back. Punt off. Nice punt. End over end. They let it hit, and it runs out of bounds just past the 50-yard line. So once again, Ogemaw is going to have good field position. Kingsley really didn't do the job they needed to do on that. We'll take a quick break and be back in 30 on 104.7, your power station for sports. Robert and Brian Catfish Johnson. Ogemaw takes over on the first play from scrimmage. Carter Schmidt up the middle, picks up maybe a half yard. He's going to bring up second down and nine on the change of possession from the punt. And the clock working against Kingsley right now as we're under 2 minutes here in our third quarter.
Yeah, this is the one thing that you love to have when you're up by two possessions is the clock. You got less than 2 minutes here. You can come down here, score a touchdown. You like your chances in the fourth quarter.
Xander Curtis over center. Two men in the backfield. Pitch to the man sweeping and coming through the backfield. And big pile up. Forward progress definitely stopped. And it's going to be a loss of one or two. So pretty quick here.
The Stags defense is shored up. They've shored up so well.
Yeah, Kingsley with two nice stops there. Play coming in now from the sidelines from Coach Miller to Cordes. 105 and counting. Ogemaw not in a big hurry. Clock's on their side. Curtis, two wideouts up top. I formation behind him. Drops to throw. Rolls, pass, complete, caught, and stumbled backwards.
What a hit.
But his forward progress is going to be just about to the line to gain, less than a yard away.
He tries to stretch it out to get to the first down. The defender, I couldn't see the number, absolutely just smacks him and forces him backwards. Like Kurt said, the forward progress will still stand, but instead of getting the first down, it's going to be third and about one. But what a hit there. And a good catch, though. I think that's the first completed pass they've had. They've thrown a couple times, but I don't think they've caught one.
Fourth down and one, clock moving at 20, plays coming in slow. Don't know if we'll get this off or we'll end our third quarter this way or not.
10-second hand is up, so they will.
So they will get it off or take a delay.
Or we wide out, they're going to do that.
Chops are already coming. They're not going to get this play off, and they're going to get called for a delay.
Timeout.
Or a timeout.
Yep.
So they do. West Branch takes a timeout to save the delay game penalty. We'll take one, too. We'll be back after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson, back with you. Once again, we'd like to thank our sponsors tonight for being a part of it all with us. And tonight's game brought to you in part by State Farm agent Christy Newbecker of Rose City, K&J Excavation of West Branch, Michigan, Countryside Appliance of West Branch, Michigan, 31 Realty of West Branch, and the Mercantile Bank of Rose City and West Branch, Michigan. They come out now, fourth and one. Curtis over the ball, two backs in an I formation. Curtis over center, he sneaks it and has plenty. Kind of went untouched.
Well, when you're trying to cover 21, I mean, you're gonna have to probably let that happen.
And that'll move the chains and bring us to the end of our third quarter. We'll be back with the fourth, and to wrap this one up here from Ogemaw, after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Getting ready to start our fourth quarter here in Ogemaw. Kurt and Brian. And Ogemaw over the ball after picking up a first down on a quarterback sweep. We'll have it first and 10 from the Kingsley 38. Xander Cardis over center. Two back. Schmidt, second man through, gets it. Piled up pretty nicely. Gain of about two as a couple players on that front line in there, including number 60, Caleb Bott, led the tackle that time for the Stags. Second down and eight. It's been a good one. 21-12, not a high-scoring contest by any means. All the Ogemaw points in the first half. Kingsley answered on their first drive here in the second to bring it to a nine-point game. Missed both conversions.
Yep, it's a very important draw, a very important drive for both teams. This really could determine the game.
Cardis over center. I formation gives it to Schmidt again. Can't get the edge. Great tackle that time by number 11, Max Gothels, the touchdown scorer for Kingsley, as he was right there to haul him down. And now that's going to bring up third and quite long here for...
Yeah. This is basically exactly where they got stopped last time when they punted it back. So the running has been stopped. I feel like you need to incorporate more play action, maybe a screen or passing, just to get them to stop selling on to stopping 21.
Well, a bunch of slot backs to the right, one wide out up top, I formation still behind Cordes. Hands it to Schmidt again, digs, pounds, carries, pulls, drags the pile along, and enough for a first down. I tell you what, that is Carter Schmidt personified right there. I'm not going down the first time you hit me, so come along for the ride.
That was they did that earlier in the first half, and they did it again, a play that should have been stopped, and they just don't give up. They don't give up, and then they get the first down. It's what this team does.
Almost red zone territory, first and 10 now for Ogemaw at the 26-yard line, and if they weren't in a hurry before at this end of the field, they're certainly not going to be in a hurry now as the clock moves under the 10-minute mark. Full house back field this time for Cardis. Snaps, drops straight back, throws a bomb down into the corner, and incomplete. Little bit of hand fighting, but good no call.
What a throw.
That caught everybody in the building kind of off guard here. Had the powerhouse backfield set up and tried to hit number 10 down in the corner there. That was Nolan Hines, who wasn't open. He was covered well.
That was a great throw, too. I mean, if he can get that catch, that what a play that would have been. Good defense, though, there by the Stags, not allowing that to happen, not getting fooled. Great job by the safety defensive back right there.
Robbie Hawk comes out of the game for a play. Cardis back into the normal situation. I formation. They give it to Carter Schmidt, second man through. And he'll pick up one at the most, bring up third and about nine. So, again, same situation for Ogemaw, where they're working the clock, they're doing all the right things, but they need to move the sticks one more time or try a long field goal here. We'll have to see what they decide to do.
I think they need to get a little bit closer for the field goal. Probably where the first down is, I think, is where they'd be confident with the field goal. But, this is almost no man's land. I mean, I think this is two-down territory regardless, unless it's a loss or something, but... I don't think this is
Cardis comes out one wide out down to the near side. I formation. Rolls, pitch, and Carter Schmidt caught in the backfield. And the Stags are going to knock him down for a loss, big loss actually, probably 4.5-yard loss. And that's going to bring down up fourth down. An interesting decision to make here for Coach Miller.
Yeah, I'm sorry to cast or curse you there. Talking about unless you have a big loss, I would consider that a big loss. I mean, try to just sky punt it or angle punt it, like real close to the goal line. I don't think you go. I don't know. I'm not sold on anyway, and it looks like they're going for it.
Cardis over center. Three wideouts this time, rolls to his left, hit as he's thrown, caught.
Wow.
First down. What a catch.
Wow. What a play call. What a throw. What a catch. That was gutsy. Awesome play call by Ogemaw. That's going to kill more time. That's going to put them in, I think, first and goal. Yes, on the 9-yard line, it appears so. So first and goal on the 9. At this point, 8 minutes, 13 seconds left. I think your touchdown here probably ices this game.
Robbie Houck on the reception there. Great play on fourth and extremely long. Curtis, I formation, gives it to Schmidt. Schmidt powers forward, and Kingsley has finally come to the understanding we better gang tackle him or he's going to carry us all into the end zone. So
no hurry here. No hurry.
No hurry here at all. Carter Schmidt gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe picks up one. Ball will be spotted at about the 8-yard line. No. Curtis over getting instructions from Coach Miller. Heads into the game. A couple players come back out, including number 22, Connor Lambert. And 27 also exits the game. That's Jack Facting. They spread it out here now on 2nd and 8. Two wideouts, tight end. And we're going to have a timeout from Ogemaw, and we will take one with them. And we'll be back after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Kurt and Brian back with you here in Ogemaw on a somewhat chilly now Friday evening. 21-12 our score on 2nd and 8. The Falcons decide to just run it up the middle out of the eye and pick up maybe a few yards down to the 5. So it's going to be 3rd and goal from just outside the 5-yard line here. And we've seen this before. They work in the clock under 7 minutes here now. Curtis brings it to the line. Pretty spread formation here. Just one setback in the backfield. Rolls to his right. Pass caught in the end zone for a touchdown. What a nice pitch and catch to Rob Houck.
Beautiful.
And that's going to probably seal this one for the Falcons. 5-yard touchdown pass. The number 16, Rob Houck, his 2nd of the night. Outstanding.
Yep, and the potential here, you get two. Oh, no, they're going to go for one. Okay, so that would still keep it a two-possession game. 28-12 would still be two possessions. I would go for two because it would make it 17 points and 3. But
now there's a timeout on the field, and this time, if it's Ogemaw's, it's for sure their last timeout. And we're going to stay right here with you and thank our final sponsors for the evening tonight. Tonight's game brought to you in part by West Branch Pharmacy, Leland Home Healthcare of West Branch and Rose City Automotive, Pointer Hill Sattery and Western Wear of West Branch, Michigan, C.A. Haynes Realty of West Branch, and Hale and Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan. We thank all our sponsors. Without you, we couldn't be doing this out here for you tonight.
Yes, thank you so much.
And don't forget, sports fans, after the game, be sure to check out the high school football scoreboard at WKJC.com. See updated scores and standings conference by conference and game by game. See how your hometown school is doing all season long at WKJC.com. The high school football scoreboard is brought to you by Coletta Air of Oscoda and H&R Block of Mayo. So it's crunch time. They took a timeout prior to the extra point, maybe thought it over a little bit, and we'll see. They might be going for two now.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Yeah, that like I said, it takes it to a 3 if you make it.
Yep, Curtis in the I formation, rolls left, throws it into the corner of the end zone, wide open, Carter Schmidt, and they convert the two-point conversion. So nice two-point conversion there. That makes it a 3-score game now, and with 6:41 left, 29-12 our score. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Kurt and Brian back with you in Ogemaw. It's been a great football game Friday night. The hometown Falcons up top 29-12 with 6:41 left here in our fourth quarter. Ogemaw gets ready to kick it. They fake the onside kick. And at this point, I would kick it deep, I think. But they're going to go with the little pooch kick over the top like they do. Falls into the hands of the receiver. And he's taken down out of bounds after a gain of about, I don't know, 6 yards maybe. That's number 87, Alex Figueroa, that came up with that ball, one of the frontline men. And so now the Stags, with their backs against the wall, 6:38 left, not a whole lot of time, might have to change from their powerhouse offense to throw the ball a little so they don't eat up so much clock.
Yeah, that's the only way you win this. You have to start getting the ball fast down the field, and passing would be the way to do that. And they did that in the first quarter, and it didn't really work. So let's see if they can figure something out.
Doesn't look like they're going away from their game plan, though, as of yet. Gavin Merchant brings him out, full house backfield. Hand off up the middle. Good run. Push. Gain of about 8.5 on first down. On a real nice run there from Skyler Workman, who's been a workhorse all night tonight, to had himself a good game. But with the clock running, heading to the 6-minute mark, Merchant, full house backfield again, no wideouts. Over center. Fakes a handoff, drops back, rolls to his right, intercepted. Right in midfield. Robbie Hulk the other way. Gets hit, tackled by the quarterback. Ogemaw ball on the 30-yard line. Brian, this one's over.
Yep, you can milk a lot of clock now. This stat probably laces it.
Yeah, ill-advised pass there as Merchant rolled out of the pocket to his right, threw it right into the hands of Rob Houck, and Houck headed the other way. Nice return on the interception as well. First and 10 from the 30 now for the Falcons, and all they need to do now is keep the clock running, get through the three timeouts that Kingsley has, and won't be long, we'll be seeing victory formation.
Exactly, and actually, if they scored a touchdown,
no chance of getting a running clock.
No, I was trying to do the math in my head, and I was like, that can't be right.
Curtis, I formation, hands it off to Carter Schmidt. Carter Schmidt puts his head down, takes the hit, picks up about 3 on first down.
So, yeah, the only thing that stops this game is if they decide they want to use their timeouts. Like,
yeah.
And they're well within the right, too, but...
Oh, I doubt he's going to take him home on the bus with him. But.
Well, no. I like that. That was a good one. But, yeah, you can milk 40 seconds, you know, two first downs.
Oh, yeah, you wait for the referee's hand to chop before you snap it. All those good things that we've come to appreciate in high school football. In fact, Curtis isn't even over center. He's watching the back official. His hand just goes up, hasn't started chopping yet, goes down now. There's the first chop, gets the playoff, hands it to Schmidt again. Schmidt runs it again, up the middle, off tackle. Pick up another 2 or 3. Going to bring up third and manageable, third down and 3. Clock goes under the 5-minute mark now. And a first down would go a real long way here and get the ball down into the red zone again.
And out-of-town scoreboard, 34-6. Elkhona after 3. So that game.
Well, we were all wrong on what we thought the talent in those two games was going to be like.
Yeah, that brings Elkhona way higher for sure.
Curtis over center, hands it to Schmidt. Schmidt goes around the left tackle this time, puts his head down, big collision. Not going to get the first down. It's going to bring up 4th down and 2. And that'll be a decision for Ogemaw to make here if they want to get something going here and get this first down accomplished on 4th down. Curtis comes to the huddle with a play. He's got Schmidt and Marshall both in the backfield in the I formation. Once again, waiting for the chops of the official under the 10-second mark. Hands it off. Carter Schmidt pulls ahead, and I think he's got enough to move the chains, and he does. Big, I mean, that's Carter Schmidt personified,
yeah,
right there, running into somebody, running into two guys, and carry him 3 yards and get the first down in a big situation like that. Because now that the chains have been moved, the clock will get started again. And unless Coach Tim Wooler decides soon that he's going to start taking some timeouts, we're going to be, after this next play, we're going to be under the three-minute mark.
Yeah, this game is well in hand. And looking ahead, West Branch, they've got Standish, who's been low this year than we thought. And I don't know anything about Almont, but I do know they're undefeated. So that'll be interesting for the next two games for Ogemaw.
Curtis hands that off, and once again, a stag defender right there on top of it separates the player, and not much of a gain there on first down. We'll bring up second down now, and in about 10, we'll call it 9.5. Curtis comes in again from the sideline with the play, clock moving, 2:53 left. Kingsley still not taking any other timeouts. Xander Curtis over center, I formation, man in motion, wide out down to the near side. Curtis, quarterback sneak, nobody there. Pushes. Going to take a quarterback sneak all the way to the end zone for a touchdown. Can you believe that?
Wow.
All the way from the 15-yard line, a 15-yard quarterback sneak for a touchdown, and you got to like that. That was interesting.
Yeah, that you definitely like that for sure. This is going to be the icing on the cake, so to speak, for this offense. There's not much left to do, but
2:28 left.
But go to the victory formation if you get the ball back.
Yeah, they'll go out and they'll kick the extra point here. On to kick it's number 28, Michael Stahl. Ball's down, and that one gets blocked. And that'll be a miss, but 35-12 still, nonetheless, our score. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back to wrap this one up on 104.7, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson, 35-12. It's time to mop this one up now for Ogemaw. They get ready to kick it off. And another little pooch kick like they've been doing all night. Received again right there by number 87. Takes a step and lays down. That's Alex Figueroa. Twice he's had good hands to catch those short kicks. And the Stags will get the ball now. First and 10 on their own 40-yard line. And really here, Ogemaw just needs to not give anything up big.
Yeah, at this point, just keep it in front of you. Stop them from going out of bounds. You know, we'll see if they use their timeouts, being down 23 points. So we will see how this goes. The result's basically over. Just how we get to the end there is all that we know to know.
Another good game tonight, though, all the way around.
Yes, sir.
Carter Schmidt, Marshall Hawk with two touchdowns. Xander Curtis with a 15-yard quarterback sneak. The other way now, first down, Merchant hands it off in the backfield. Good play, gets into the secondary on first down. Real nice run there by number 10, Colson Orton. And that'll be enough to move the chains on first down, pick up a 10.
That will stop the clock for a moment while they move the chains.
Yeah. Now they rewind it. It's going to be under 2 minutes when they get this play off. Merchant comes to the line. Over center, full house backfield. They have not weighed from that all night tonight.
No.
Second man through, gets it. Nice run. Nice run on first down again. And that's Workman, who's had himself a real good game tonight. Skyler Workman has.
And I feel at this point you can use your timeouts if you're planning on it. So I think we're just going to get the...
I think they would have used them already. So
run the ball down so the game's over.
Second down and 2. Nice gain of 8 on first down by Workman. Merchant to the line again. Full house backfield. Goes set. Runs into his own back. And the Ogemaw player was right in there disrupting that whole scene. And a really nice tackle there by Calvin Marshall as he met the running back as soon as he got the ball handed to him.
Yeah.
Loss of a couple is going to bring up third and about 4.
as we approach the 1 minute time. No rush here at all by the Stags. This is the
kind of classy move too by Coach Tim Wooer, not taking the timeout.
Right, yeah. You're not changing anything by using it, just keeping us here longer.
There it is up the middle. They're not going to get the four, but it'll bring up fourth down and probably fourth and one, maybe fourth and two, as they spot the ball with 38 seconds left. Merchant gets the last play from Coach Wooer. Brings it in. They're obviously going to go for it here on fourth down.
Yep.
Under 30 seconds now, 25. Merchant gets him to set. Handoff, first down into the secondary, down to the 40, 35, before being tackled by the Shoestrings by Nolan Hines of Ogemaw. And that'll move the chains with 18 seconds left. And they wind the clock. There it goes.
They're going to try to see what they can do here.
Yeah, Stag's going to get another playoff here with 10 seconds left. Merchant hands it off, powers through. Good gain on first down, gets it inside the 28-yard line, and that's going to do it. They're going to let it run out. A final score from West Branch, 35 for the Falcons to 12 for the Kingsley Stags. We'll be back to wrap this one up right after this on 104.7. Your power station for sports.